the first time I walked in here was I was doing a show at Theater in the Park, and I was 13. And we all came here because it was new. The place before was called Shiraz, and it was a Mediterranean place, and so they had the Arabic on the sign, and they made cucumber yogurt, and they had pita. It was the first place in Raleigh that ever had pita bread. Yeah, it was before Neomont. In 74, it turned into Sadlacks. Yeah, Shiraz didn't make it. And so we were all coming here from Theater in the Park because it was a brand new place, and we were on dinner break. It was a Saturday. And so we rehearsed from 1 to 5 and then had dinner, and then from 7 to 10 back then. And I was 13 years old. And when I walked in with these other people, some of my neighbors were already here, and I looked at the menu and I was like, wow, I've never seen anything like this. And Ann Erickson said, oh, get a hot Dr. Frank's. They're so good. So I did. And that was my first experience with a steamer sandwich, which was, and the lettuce was just right. It was much thinner back then. And, you know, so there was like 3 inches of lettuce on the top. And Frank and Louis after him, Louis Antonucci, bought the best stuff ever. The best meats available, the best bread available. Oh, the bread. It was fresh every day, and if it wasn't fresh, he didn't use it. The top was crunchy, and the middle was just like a cloud, and then, you know, that lettuce with the oil and vinegar and spices on it. So I started working here in 83. I was working at Blimpie's. And one of the guys who worked here poached me from down there and said, oh, you need to come work here. So I worked here from 83 to 94 through Louis. Louis sold it to Rose in 85. So at the very beginning, she had, they really bonded. I mean, a lot of people wanted to buy the place, but he was like, no, she's the one. She's the best one. And we were like, really? Wow. We met her, and, you know, she paid, an advisor some pretty good money to see what she should do with the place, and he advised her to make it into a railroad themed restaurant. So we changed all the names of the sandwiches so they were the same initials, but it was like, instead of the Reuben, it was the Railroad Reuben, and the Big Mike was the Brake Man. And it just, because all of that stuff was not written down, it was passed orally, you know, from employee to employee. And when you were getting trained, it was by somebody that knew exactly what they were doing and would teach you how to make a sandwich and build a sandwich and what to steam when. And so she had this big railroad switch, you know, on the wall, and put little curtains in the windows. They were floor length windows then, and it worked for about 2 days, I guess, and then people started drying their hands on the curtains. She was like, what have I done? You know, she was always very existential about her purchase, and proud about it too. But she, it was slower. It was a slower bond, but she really ended up bonding with everybody who ever worked here, and everybody she hired, and eventually everybody who came here. So.
When did she do away with the railroad
thing? It lasted about 3 months, but the menu, she didn't want to change the menu because it involved a cost, which she didn't want to incur. So for a long, probably 4 years, the railroad names were still on the menu, and we were still writing the tickets the same way that we always had, but they had different meanings as far as the words. I met probably the best friends I've ever had in my life here, and there was a time, I think of it as a golden age, between 83 and 93. It was open till 2 o'clock. The sandwiches were served till 2 o'clock. There were always just two people working, except on the weekends there were sometimes three. But there was a Sadlacks at Music City. It was a mobile Sadlacks with Louis delivery car. That was really early. There was a time for probably 10 years when you could come here any time of night or day and see some dear friends that you wanted to talk to and spend some time with. And it hasn't been like that in a long time. I'm really nostalgic anyway.